Hi, everyone. It's Judy Warner. Welcome back to the On Track podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of welcoming Lee Gon, who's the Chief Software Architect at Altium. We're going to talk about this historical day, which is May 1st at this recording, where Altium is releasing Altium 365 and unleashing this amazing tool on the world. So we're going to get an insider's view with Lee about what this tool does and how it'll help you be a better engineer. So lean in, enjoy. I'll see you on the other side. Welcome to Altium's On Track podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media.
Collaboration is critical to success. With us working remotely, it's more important than ever to convey design intent, review and comment, and iterate on mechanical, electrical, and software design features to get the perfect balance of user experience and form, all while improving manufacturing performance and yields. Working from anywhere and connecting with anyone has to be made easier. So at Altium, we're meeting the challenge head on. Right now, On Track podcast listeners have an exclusive, significant discount on Altium Designer with Altium 365 subscription. And to make this even easier, we're offering extended interest-free payment terms and a $400 bonus if you refer a collaborator so they get this deal too. So click the link below in the show notes to get your discount code now.
Well, welcome, Lee. It's so glad to see you from across the pond there in the UK. I'm glad you could join me this morning.
It's great to see you too, Judy. And again, waving from over the pond. Good to be here with you today.
Well, you have mentioned, before we totally get rolling here, why don't you first introduce yourself, your background, and give people some context for
Sure, absolutely. Love to. So my name is Lee Gorn. I'm the Chief Software Architect here at Altium. Been at Altium since around about July 2015. Prior to coming to Altium, had about 15 years experience working in the automotive and embedded industries. Wore a few different hats, from kind of system engineer to embedded software engineer and even hardware development engineer. So I spent quite a bit of time on the other side of the fence, essentially being an Altium customer before actually coming into the Altium world, as it were. So I actually came into Altium by acquisition. I was the founder of a company called Siva that specialized in bill of materials management and component search. That was acquired in July of 2015. And I guess the last 4 or 5 years have really been focused on essentially building what you see today, which is known as Altium 365. So as you mentioned, a very historic day today, May the 1st, because it's the day when Altium 365 is actually released to the masses in terms of our entire subscriber base. So very, very exciting and proud moment inside the company, as you can imagine.
Yeah, I bet it feels a little bit like childbirth at this point. I know you and your developers have been at this for a while.
I can only imagine what that must be like, of course. But yeah, it's certainly been a very long road to go down. But to get to this point, yeah, it's really a great feeling today.
Well, first I have to ask you, when did you know Lee, maybe as a child, or what was the point at which you knew you were going to be an engineer?
Oh, man, probably from some of the earliest memories that I've got, really, to be honest with you. I was always the kind of kid that was not really so much interested in what something did, but more about like how it worked. I spent most of my time kind of like taking things apart, you know, to the upset of my parents, and a few occasions I do remember my mum kind of, you know, one of my earliest memories is being in a shop and dismantling a part of the shelving set up in a clothes store and being reprimanded quite hard by my mum for doing that. But that was just one of many things like that. I was always kind of tinkering and taking things apart. So I think I'm, I've been pretty fortunate in that respect, because as I've kind of gone through, my childhood and growing up, I always knew I wanted to kind of be involved in engineering. I definitely had a kind of a draw towards electronics and, obviously in later years, the whole kind of software side of things as well. So I think, yeah, just from as long as I can remember, really, I've always been kind of, really interested in how things work and the impact that they can have in the wider world.
It always amazes me that engineering is the one profession in the world that I ask this story over and over again. And it's like, the stories are so consistent. And I think most engineers know, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
From a very early age. And I can't think of any other profession where people think, this is what I'm going to do when I'm a kid. For us pedestrian types, Lee, it's not always so obvious.
No, like I say, I'm pretty fortunate like that. And even to this day, I still very much enjoy just figuring out how things work, tinkering, taking stuff apart, that kind of thing. Very much so.
Well, you had the granddaddy of a puzzle with helping get 365 up off the ground, Altium 365. Mm-hmm. So why don't you talk about what Altium 365 is and why tackle this problem in the engineering world?
This is a very good question. So, if we look at how engineering and specifically kind of electronics kind of design works today, in my opinion, it really, many things haven't really changed in quite a long time. To go all the way from kind of like conceiving an idea, capturing that idea and actually holding something in your hand, like a completed printed circuit board assembly, this can actually be quite a challenging process to go through. And for me, it's one that really hasn't changed much in as long as I can kind of remember. Whether it's just yourself doing that or you're working with a group of people, there's always others that have to come together to kind of make something like that really happen. You as the design engineer will be working with, someone on the manufacturing side of things to get a board fabricated, to get it assembled, to go through that whole process. So, designing and realizing anything today inevitably involves collaboration across, a multitude of different people and domains. And it's really that collaboration that must happen. But there's a lot of pain points, actually having to interface and communicate and get things done. There's a minefield of things that can actually go wrong throughout that whole process. And, we have this really, great thing today called the internet, right? Which, has been around for a few years now, but the electronics industry somehow has been really, hasn't really been able to leverage the kind of power the digital connectivity that the internet could actually bring. We still very much today take the analog world and throw it into this kind of like digital platform and just expect everything's going to work out. Take like component data sheets, for instance. They're still pretty much in PDF format that you have to kind of open them up, go through and search what you need. It's very much like that. So, Altium 365 was really conceived around the idea of connecting people and connecting all of these stakeholders, but in a way that just makes it really simple, easy, and convenient when it comes to actually this collaboration piece. Making sure that people are always kept on the same page, making sure that they're kept aligned. Now, how many times have we been in a situation where you've got different people working on what they think is the same document, only it's not? It's an uncontrolled bill of materials to which there's umpteen versions that end up floating around in different emails and in different places. How many times has a fabricator built the wrong board because he's got an older version of Gerber files and he's not using the most latest kind of released up-to-date set of coherent data? So really all of these kind of problems is what Altium 365 has set out to solve. One of the things that I guess is like a really big thing to start to, to talk about is that up to this point, ECAD has really been confined to the desktop, the idea of being able to kind of interact with the schematic, with the layout, with the 3D kind of view of the board has been something that's been confined, to the tool that sits on electronic engineer's desktop. Without even 365, we're actually really taking it off the desktop, I think, for the first time ever. So anyone with a web browser is now able to kind of view and interact and collaborate on these designs. You know, the notion of being able to open a schematic and cross probe to, say, a net on a PCB or a component in the actual 3D rendering of the board now doesn't require this kind of specialist heavyweight software to be installed, as you still need, obviously, for authoring. But for people that actually want to consume and inspect and interact, and for the first time ever, this is now possible anywhere in the world on any device just through a browser. It's a big milestone.
So can that include things like iPads? Can you do Absolutely. This on a phone? Can you, like, what? Just Absolutely. Really any internet-enabled device you can
take. Any internet-enabled device with a browser, you know, you've got this capability today. Absolutely. So I could be sitting on my laptop in an airport. I could be walking around the factory floor with an iPad, you know, and through a browser I can essentially connect in and look and consume the design and interact with it. Absolutely. So we're no longer confined to, like I say, a big heavyweight, say Windows desktop or something like that. Whether you're running a Linux-based machine or a Mac OS-based machine or an iOS device, it really doesn't matter today.
I think some people will be really happy to hear that, and that they can use their favorite, you know, platform. So Lee, if you sent me a design file and say I'm a manufacturer, do, as a manufacturer, do I have to own Altium Designer? Do I have to have a viewer? Do I need software on my end?
Absolutely not. You certainly don't need Altium Designer. So the way it would work today is that through Altium 365, we can essentially create what we call a manufacturing package and send it to you. Now, historically, that would be just a zip file attached to an email, for instance, at which point your manufacturer's got to kind of unpack all of that kind of stuff, you know, figure out how they can actually access certain parts of that design. You know, if there's a step model involved, they might have to go and find a viewer for that and all that kind of good stuff. But with Altium 365, you can simply send a link to your manufacturer, okay? And they will essentially be able to click on that link, go to a web portal, okay, and essentially open that design up there and then. Now, through that web portal, they'll be able to interact with all of the output fabrication data. So they'll actually be able to see all the Gerber file, for instance, all the Gerber actually being rendered in the browser. They'll be able to see the 3D model of the device. You know, how many manufacturers receive data for a product that they're going to go and build that they don't even know what it looks like until the device actually comes out at first article inspection off the end of the line? I mean, today, that's just, you know, it's no longer an issue. Literally, manufacturer can come into the web browser and they get this beautiful kind of 3D rendered view of the designs. They know exactly what it looks like. They can interact with that design. They can cross probe and so on and so forth. So it's really that simple. No installation of software, nothing. Just click a link and the manufacturer is away.
So I've heard other people compare this to Google Drive, right? Where Altium 365 would be like Google Drive. And inside Google Drive, you can have Google Docs, Google Sheets, and other applications. And right now, those sort of, you know, quote unquote applications would be Altium Designer and Concord Pro. Is that, do you think that's a fair comparison?
Yeah, I think I kind of like the comparison with the Google Drive side of things. And I like it because it's one of just kind of simplicity and convenience, as it were. You know, there's not a huge learning curve to get up when it comes to Google Drive, and nor is there when it comes to, like, trying to share anything, you know, in terms of the documents that you've just kind of mentioned. And I would say that Altium 365 is very similar in concept to that, but the key thing with Altium 365 is it's what we call it CAD aware, you know, and this is a really important thing. So the Altium 365 cloud platform has this kind of CAD awareness built in, which gives you the capability to actually really interact with the design in a way that the platform understands. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, today, for instance, you could just export a PDF, you know, of a schematic and stick that on your kind of Google Drive or whatever, but it's just a PDF of that schematic, you know. You'd have no more kind of capabilities to interact with that design than you would any other text document. Now, a schematic under Altium 365 is going to be aware of all of the netlist, for instance. It's going to be aware of all the components and all the pins that exist in that design. You can come in, inspect them. You can see their properties. You can cross-probe between that schematic and the layout side of things and actually see, you know, match up that kind of logical part of the design with the physical aspect of the design too. So it's really this CAD awareness, okay, combined with that kind of ease of use and worldwide availability of the cloud platform that makes this such a powerful and special and unique offering.
I think that's really amazing, and I love the way you put it, and that really helps me to understand it more. I can tell you on a very, very high level that before I joined Altium a few years ago, I was with the majority of the world that was using, say, Microsoft 365, which was web-enabled or not, or just Microsoft tools, right? So we could swap things back and forth. And I was aware of Google, but until I used it every day, oh my gosh, you know, that 20 of us can be on the same document, comment, change in real time is massively. So I think what you're saying, this just like blows the lid off. It's almost hard to conceive, you know, that you could see a 3D render. I mean, you know, near and dear to my heart because my background was in manufacturing and I took a lot of those knocks is that typically you just get a Gerber file, which isn't very sophisticated, and literally a README file, no fab drawing, no nothing. And, you know, you just see the board outline, the traces, some of the drill locations, but you don't have really any intelligence. And then you're to take that data and give the designer feedback, like beef up this trace, increase your clearance, increase your pad size. And like you said, very analog, right? So in that instance, say a design engineer is halfway through a design and there's an area that he or she's asking themselves about, could they take the design in its unfinished state and share it with a secondary stakeholder and ask questions like, is this enough clearance for you? Is this manufacturable? You know, things like that, like...
Absolutely.
And you know what? Okay.
Absolutely. And you know, it's as simple as literally clicking a button. You know, if you're using the latest version of Altium Designer today, which is going to be 20.1 being released today, then the capabilities that are in there that allow what you've just described to happen in such a simple and fluid way are pretty incredible. It's literally the case of clicking a button to share the design. You can share the live version of the design. So essentially, as you continue to work on that design, anyone that you've shared that with will see those changes evolve on the web. You can also share a snapshot of that design. So say, for instance, you know, you want to say, actually, I want to take a snapshot at this point, and we're going to review that particular part of the design. You can also go and do that as well. So then the live design can continue to evolve. The snapshot kind of stays immutable and stays fixed. So yeah, absolutely. The whole thing has been designed for exactly that particular use case. Now, when those people get access to that design through the web browser, they can comment and mark up that design in exactly the way you were just describing, like with the Google Doc. But the beauty of it now is we have what's called contextual commenting. You know, essentially you've got a comment thread that's actually attached with the subject matter in the board. It's actually connected to the component, or it's actually connected to an area of that design that you're actually discussing. And this has been one of the biggest problems today, right? You know, right now you would take like a screenshot and maybe paste it in an email, but depending on the other person's email client, you might not actually see that there. It might just be as an attachment. And soon the context gets lost and you end up talking about reference designators or the top left-hand area of the board or the back of the board with this part near that thing. And it just becomes like really, really difficult to maintain context. But now, okay, the context is preserved all the time. Even when the design evolves, you've still got those comment threads attached to those parts of the design. So just really, really powerful in that respect.
And is that comment thread preserved?
Absolutely. Comment thread is preserved. And the really cool thing is that when you add that comment, say, in the web browser on the design, if the design engineer is still authoring the design in Altium Designer, It will appear right in front of him immediately. So it's now actually on his canvas in the design. He will come in, he will see that. So you've now got the situation where when you're going through design reviews or you've got people that are commenting on things, it's not possible to miss those comments. How many times have you got a bit of feedback that's just end up being lost in your email box because you're like, oh yeah, I must get that to that tomorrow. And before you know it, you've forgotten about it and the same error ends up being kind of propagated through to the next version of that design in 6 months' time. It's just not possible now because literally it's on the design, you know?
I think that is something that's just an absolute game changer because I've talked to people that say they're designing a really complex multi-board design and there's all these changes going on throughout the process and emails are going back and forth. And I've heard design engineers saying, I knew I changed that one thing, but I couldn't remember what I was thinking. Or I know Bob told me something, but I can't remember the details of the conversation. So that would be preserved because, you know, oh, that's what I was thinking. That's why I made the changes, right? Or that's what Bob told me or whatever.
Absolutely. So those comment threads now, they persist. They will be attached to that design. So if you need to go back in 6 months and remind yourself, oh, what was that particular thing? And why did he raise that? You've got a full kind of traceability there of the conversation that went on. And of course, when the comments actually, when you've resolved a particular issue, you can resolve the comment off. So at the end of the day, that kind of moves out your way and is not in, you can continue on without having to worry about it. But it's always there for you to go back and check out.
So one, I'm just stunned. It's really fun to learn about it from you because you've been sort of in the kitchen, so to speak, you know, working on the development side of this tool, which I'm sure was no small feat. Just sketch out. I'm sure as people listen to this, they're doing it in their mind, but just give us a lay of the land of who the secondary stakeholders might be in that process that can now connect and collaborate across a design.
Absolutely. So there are a range of them. I think the first one, you know, could be like another electronics design engineer, for instance. And quite often today, you've got multiple people working on the same project, you know, especially if you've got hard deadlines and things, people might be working around the clock to get things done. This actually makes collaboration, you know, between, say, two or more electronic engineers, you know, much, much easier today because they're got the same single source of truth that they're working through it from, and they're kind of always working on the same thing. Now, that use case also extends to design review. You know, there's any electronic engineer will tell you it's that point where they send that the design off to manufacturer, and as soon as it gets released and goes off, they're like, oh, I knew I forgot about this part, or you know, whatever. And so, going through a good design review process is kind of essential to the right first time and minimizing the chance of mistakes. And this makes design review just that much easier because you can invite anyone in your team, any electronic kind of engineer out there, to come and do the design review through the browser today. So that's really powerful. Other stakeholders would be people like mechanical engineers. So with the ECAD MCAD integration, if you've got a mechanical engineer that's maybe using, say, SOLIDWORKS, PTC Creo, or Autodesk Inventor, we've got kind of native integrations of Altium 365 into those tools today. So there's no longer this idea of having to kind of continually import or export kind of files, you know, backwards and forwards, and at the risk of actually, again, running out of sync and not be working and staying aligned and working on the same kind of thing. We've now got the ability to push and pull that in a very seamless fileless kind of way. Another one that's not commonly thought of but is a real big one is embedded software engineers. You know, when someone takes that hardware design and ends up having to do the kind of board bring up on it, for instance, they need access to the schematic. They need access to the layout. You know, they're there kind of in the lab probing around, trying to bring that thing up. And when things aren't quite working, they need to be able to get to test points and, you know, toggle pins and understand and see what's going on. You know, before they would just have had a printout of a PDF schematic and maybe a couple of like screenshots of the board. With Altium 365, now it's completely in the browser. You know, it's just so, so much easier for like the software engineers as well. And then you've got other people like, project management, for instance, maybe, you know, even customers who might want to understand, okay, well, you know, where are we at this point in time with this design? Could you maybe take a cut of it today and just show me that so I get a chance to maybe give you some feedback on how it is? Procurement personnel, you know, getting access to a preliminary BOM. early on in the design is pretty critical when it comes to making sure that you've got parts available that are going to be ready for your prototype build. But not only that, that these parts are going to be, you know, good when it comes to going into production. That was always a pain when it comes to procurement, trying to get a preliminary BOM out of design, because design's got to stop what they're doing. They've got to go away, you know, pull all of that kind of stuff together and get that BOM produced and get it out. And that's a one-time thing. Every time that that BOM changes because their design's evolving in the early days, they've got to do it again. But in this case, again, it's just so much easier because that BOM is available completely through the web. So procurement person can just go and get access to what they need. So that's just, you know, four or five examples of other people, the stakeholders in that chain, that now it just makes the life so much easier.
I love this so much. I can't even tell you because, like I was sharing with you before we recorded, I literally stood in the gaps, you know, with the crossfire. I used to work for an EMS company, really sophisticated one in Baltimore. And the thing you just mentioned about the bombs, you know, these are military products that are going to go in a jet or save lives or do something significant. Reliability is critical. There's FPGAs, yep. There's all these things. And just to scrub the BOM and to find the parts, I mean, obviously SIVA and Octopar have made huge strides, I think, for the design engineer. But I don't know that everyone appreciates how truly complex that whole system is. It's complex when you're designing it in, but then when you're sourcing it, and then that's such a fluid thing, you know, what's available, what's not available, end of life, where it's available, so on and so forth, is so complicated. So, I mean, you just take one part of this, Lee, and it's life-changing, but it's affecting everybody, right?
Absolutely. So this is what makes it so kind of, I think, such a big thing and so important. You know, back to the BOM thing that you're just talking about there with the supply chain thing. Supply chains, by their very nature, they're organic, they're dynamic, they're changing all the time. You know, being able to keep on top of that is really, really important. And today with, you know, the kind of baked-in Octopart capability that we've got there of feeding in that supply chain intelligence into 365, you've got real-time visibility into it all the time, you know. So it's not a case of going back and having to curate and pull all this information together in a real kind of like manual kind of error-prone way. It's there. It's just there.
I think it's going to take really the whole industry a minute to realize the barriers are gone, right? That the shackles are off. So I'm really excited to see use cases unfolding. Can you give us a little snapshot of how, we've gone through more than a couple probably beta cycles. So what's an early response from some of our beta community?
It's been really, really positive. We've actually worked really closely with a few customers from the very early days of Altium 365. You know, one of the early companies that we had on it was a company called Skyships Automotive. They're a tier one supplier for automotive parts and specifically infotainment systems in the automotive world. And they have design and manufacturing capability in-house. They were using a competitor tool, moved over to Altium primarily because of Altium 365 and the kind of disjointed nature within which design and manufacture work together. Now, design sat in one room and the manufacturing shop floor was literally, you know, 2 meters to the left of that, and they still had problems, right? Now, they've been working with Altium 365 for around about 18 months now. And the ability to kind of keep their design and manufacturing teams in sync is just night and day compared to what it really was before. This was, you know, one of the first engagements that we've had where, you know, we can really see that what we're doing with 365 is having a tangible benefit and a real kind of impact to customers. We've had various people that have come on board since then. You know, our early days beta program, we had a couple of dozen different customers inside it. And since around about September, October last year, we've been bringing more and more accounts onto the platform in the form of Concord Pro being hosted on Altium 365. You know, and today we have many, many customers on that platform. And just, just hearing some of the stories and how 365 is helping to change the way that people work, You know, this isn't just about me talking about pain points and us having then built a product that we believe is solving them. These are real pain points being solved in a real way. And, you know, seeing that, seeing how customers are actually benefiting from that today just makes all of this worthwhile.
Just to be on this team, I just can't even imagine how you feel about it, because having spent a career, you know, sort of standing in these gaps as you have, just to be a part of this is so exciting, and it's what gets us up in the morning, and it's so exciting, even from where I sit. So for our listeners, I will throw the Skyships video. We actually took a video of them that we shared at All Team Live this year. I'll share that below. Also, I've mentioned a couple times that I had a front row seat to Dugan, Karnazes, and Velocity Research, talking about how they, you know, basically built a physical design as well as a multi-board system in under 30 days as part of the open source ventilator. It's a great story. And it was stunning to watch what they could do. like what you said with all those shackles. So just for our listeners, I'll be putting some link in the show notes. So make sure when you're done listening to go check those things out. Along the lines of Dugan, Karnazes and the open source ventilator, you know, we didn't know at Altium that when we were going to release Altium 365 at this time, we'd find ourselves in the middle of a very tragic global pandemic. Can you touch on, you know, the immediacy and the relevance to Altium 365, both now and when we get to the other side?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you say, I mean, this is a very difficult situation that many people find themselves in today, and not just in one place, you know, across the world, globally. This has impacted, you know, a huge number of lives, and I think will continue to do so, you know, in the weeks and the months ahead. To that extent, you know, being able to kind of, you know, work anywhere, connect with anyone, this whole idea of bringing people together in a way that enables them to work better, this is needed probably more than ever today. You know, people find themselves in a situation where they're unable to go to the office. They are stuck at home. You know, people are to some extent having to, you know, really figure out how they can continue to move on and operate in what I think is going to end up being, you know, the new normal for a little bit of time, at least, you know, going forward. Altium 365 is really one of these platforms that can really help assist in this kind of in these kind of times. And I think, you know, this ability for people to collaborate irrespective of where they are and on whatever device they are is really going to be an important and powerful kind of like tool, should we say, in the tool chest that people are going to need more than ever today to help them be successful with product design.
Well, again, the only one point of reference I have is the open source ventilator, and Dugan has recounted to me several times because he was describing how while they were spinning up this multi-board design, because of the connectivity across the globe, that they had a firmware engineer taking a look at it to get ready for the FPGA. They had design review. They had multiple people working on the design team. They had manufacturing, assembly, test engineer. You know, again, they had like 50 people doing all this stuff concurrently. And he was saying, you know, again, finished product. So what do you think this is going to do to design cycles, both during this COVID season and after it?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, time is of the essence, obviously, on projects like this. You know, being able to bring a global team of people together across different disciplines to kind of make that happen is an incredibly difficult feat at any point in time, let alone the kind of time that we find ourselves, you know, in today. Now, why should I be having to fight with tooling problems and other such things, you know, doing that? Like I say, just actually getting those people together is one thing. So things like the Altium 365 platform just mean that you shouldn't be worrying about those things. You need to be focusing on the creative aspects of the design and making the making those things happen. So I think at the end of the day, we start to see a lot of that kind of red tape and overhead actually get kind of pushed to one side, or it just becomes, you know, it just literally evaporates with this. And I think, you know, to the point of the what you're saying with Dugan is, you know, time is of the essence. Being able to go from nothing to having a product in 30 days is just is an incredible challenge. But we will also find that there are many other projects and programs around the world in different industries that have similar kind of time pressures when it comes to making sure that, you know, people can get to market quickly. You know, in whether that be the healthcare industry, whether that be transport, you know, whatever that may be. And I think, you know, all of the benefits that our Team 365 brings to one of those projects can be brought to all of them. You know, they can all kind of benefit from these new kind of capabilities and these in the way that the these use cases can now kind of be improved.
So, Lee, can you paint a picture for us? I'm thinking as you're speaking about the speed at which we can innovate. And of course, electronics is absolutely ubiquitous. It's the water we swim in today. And without it, our world would be disabled in almost every way. So, you know, this is going to impact so many people and the speed at which we can innovate. So, in your mind's eye, what do you think the future looks like in this cloud-enabled speed of innovation? What does that look and feel and sort of smell like to you when you, you know, sort of you've held this vision, right? What do you see it looking like, say, 3 to 5 years from now?
That is a really interesting question and one that I could talk at length for a long, long time. I think the first thing to say is that, you know, with the general availability of Altium 365 today, this is very much the beginning. This isn't something in a stake in the ground to say we've solved all of these problems and here you are, you know, the solution's totally complete. One of the things that I'm really passionate about and, you know, looking out to what that future kind of holds is now everything that becomes possible because of the existence of this kind of platform and this connectedness, as it were. So, you know, one thing that I've talked about quite a lot in the past is the notion of making the ability to go from design to a physical produced kind of like prototype, you know, really at the kind of click of a button, much like, you know, you can imagine the mechanical engineering world kind of benefits today from the likes of 3D desktop printers. You know, years and years ago, that would have involved a huge amount of kind of like tooling that would have had to have gone into, you know, enable you to produce prototypes and do things like that. Today, you can have something that literally rises from nothing in a matter of hours on your desktop. And I really believe that the electronics industry has the capability to deliver that kind of an experience to users as well. So I do see in the next kind of 2, 3, 4 years that you see exactly that kind of capability coming to systems like Altium 365, where, you know, we will start to cut down the lead times from days and weeks to literally like hours before we can turn things around. And that future is coming. But like I say, it really requires a platform like Altium 365 and this notion of digital continuity and connectivity between all of these pieces to make that happen.
Well, Lee, it has been so great to talk to you and to sort of see the Altium 365 vision and realization through your eyes. So thanks so much for being on the podcast today with sharing, you know, sort of
it's my pleasure.
Yeah, a look inside your world is really exciting and fascinating. So thanks so much. And huge congratulations to you and the Altium development team for doing, you know, creating this amazing breakthrough. And look forward to seeing how our customers and users will engage with it. And I can't wait to hear those stories.
Absolutely. Those customer stories is exactly what keeps us going with this. So thank you very much, Judy. It's been a pleasure to be here today.
Thank you, Lee. To our listeners, thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Lee Gaughan, Chief Software Architect here at Altium. Please remember to like, subscribe, or review the podcast so we keep the good content going. We appreciate you. So remember to please stay safe, stay healthy, and always remember to stay on track.